Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Well, hello, students, and welcome back to another lesson here on the channel. On today's lesson, I am going to teach you five phrasal verbs using the word hang. So let's get ready to have a good time on today's lesson, and I hope you enjoy my presentation. So the first phrasal verb that you can use in your conversations that contain the word hang is hang up. Now, the phrasal verb hang up simply means to stop or finish using something for the last time. So it has a double meaning. So to hang up, to stop or to finish using something for the last time. So you may say, I'm going to hang up now. My battery is going dead on my cell phone. Hang up. Or you may say, well, he's 65 years old and he's hanging up his shoes. He will no longer play soccer anymore. So to do something for the last time or to stop. You may say, after the call dropped unexpectedly, I decided to hang up and try again. So make sure you practice using hang up in your daily conversations. Another phrasal verb that you can use that contains the word hang is hang on. Hang on is a phrase that simply means you're asking someone to stop or to wait for a short time or while you're doing a particular thing. So you're doing something and you want someone to stop or just wait for a short time. So you may say, hang on for a moment. I'll answer your question in a few minutes. Or you may say, hang on for a moment. I'm trying to finish this phone call. So hang up and hang on. These are two different phrasal verbs that you can use that contain the word hang. Another one is hang back. Hang back means to remain in a place after other people have left. Okay, hang back. So you may say, look, when they leave, I want you to hang back for a few moments. Hang back. Or you may say, hang back during the end of the movie. They're going to show more footage after the credits. You know, Marvel made that pretty famous. So after a 2-hour movie or a 2.5-hour movie, you would want to hang back to see some extra footage for an upcoming Marvel movie. Another word that you can use or phrasal verb that you can use that contains the word hang is hang around. Hang around is somewhat similar to hang back, but when you use the phrasal verb hang around, it simply means to wait or to stay near a place, not doing that much. Hang around. So you may say, my kids like to hang around at the mall on the weekends. Okay. Or you may say, look, after we go out to eat, I like to hang around the mall and walk off my food. Hang around, okay? And finally, a phrasal verb using the word hang could be hang about. Now, this one's not that popular, but it is used in many conversations, hang about. So it's used to describe to be very slow at doing something. You may say he can hang about in the park until the concert starts. Or you may say the police don't like for kids to hang about in the parking lot. They call that loitering. Okay. So these are some phrasal verbs that you can use that contain the word hang. As always, I suggest that you go back and watch the video again and practice these phrasal verbs to help you to be more fluent when it comes to speaking English. If you have learned something, if you have enjoyed my presentation, make sure you hit the like button. And if you're not a subscriber, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you can join me on my next video. I want to say thank you to all of the new subscribers that are here on the channel recently. I am so grateful that you have joined the channel, and I hope you express what you think about each video down in the comments section, as I love to talk to my subscribers. My name is Jay, and I have plenty of videos on YouTube to help you to speak and understand English. Make sure you subscribe and leave a comment, and I hope you join me on my next video. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. Just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.